It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the Federal Communications Commission just extended its deadline for public comment on its net neutrality proposals because their website was overwhelmed with traffic and crashed. A telecommunications expert discusses this and other news on net neutrality.
First, Sarah Ganser, a 12-year-old from Appleton, is cutting her week at summer camp short to go to the White House. She's going along with her mother to meet with the First Lady, Michelle Obama.
Sarah won the First Lady's National Kids Recipe Contest with her recipe for amazing African sweet potato stew. The contest was part of Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign, which encourages kids to eat healthy foods and stay active.
We spoke with Sarah and her mom, Jennifer Ganser, earlier this week about the recipe and upcoming trip to the White House. Jennifer, where did you find out about the competition in the first place?
I am always looking for on healthy recipes, and I'm looking on websites. And the Michelle Obama Let's Move website advertised it. And I had seen it last year and didn't enter, and then saw they were having it again, and I thought, well, let's go for it.
And as I understand it, you had to develop, did you have to develop your own recipe, or could you modify an existing one?
You could modify an existing one.
So how did you develop the one that you submitted? And tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Well, originally, I got the recipe from a friend, and it was super spicy and really good, but my kids just didn't go for it just because of the super spiciness. So we made some changes, added some extra spices, and took out some of the cayenne pepper, or made it, you know, if you wanted to put it on there. And so we tried it out, and it tasted great. My kids liked it, and so we thought, let's go for it.
And Sarah, this is an African sweet potato soup. Tell us a little bit about your role in developing the recipe.
Well, we got it from a friend, and then it was originally, like, really spicy. So we changed it to make it kid-friendly because a lot of kids don't like it really spicy. So I like it. I personally don't like the spiciness, so I like it just the kid version.
So you're a chief taste tester. Tell us a little bit about what's in the soup. Give us a rundown of some of the ingredients.
Well, some of the ingredients are sweet potatoes, peanut butter, there's ginger, garlic, red peppers, onions, allspice, cumin, brown sugar, cinnamon.
Wow. That's a lot going on there. And of all the recipes that you could have chosen to develop and submit to the White House, why did you settle on the African sweet potato soup? And I'll toss that to Jennifer.
Well, it's unique, and it's affordable. That's one of the criteria. And super healthy. There's beans in there with a lot of fiber and protein, and the sweet potatoes have tons of vitamins, and it's just a powerhouse for vitamins and minerals and fiber and protein. So I thought this would be excellent recipe.
And had you considered other recipes beforehand?
Yeah, we did. We have, you know, we have quite a few recipes we enjoy here that are healthy, and just thought this would be a good one. I have another daughter who also submitted a taco soup recipe as well that wasn't picked. So we had actually submitted two of them.
Well, who's cooking this up for you at the White House when you head there later this week? Is this something that you get to actually have a hand in making, or will there be one of President Obama's official chefs making this up for you?
Yes, they will. They'll have the chefs making it, but all the food that we're going to eat at the state lunch is are the recipes that have been submitted by the kids. So that'll be fun to try some other recipes.
And Sarah, do you cook often? Is this something that you've been doing for a while now?
Yeah, I love to cook, and I cook often because it's one of my hobbies that I really like.
How did you get into it?
Well, my mom cooks a lot, so I just kind of picked it up from her and like started helping her, and then now I'm cooking by myself.
Mm-hmm. And do you have your own garden, too? Do you supply your own vegetables?
Yeah, we have a garden, too. Yes.
Nice. And Jennifer, when it comes to getting your kids involved in cooking, was it hard to make it as sort of an attractive hobby for Sarah, or did she gravitate toward it naturally?
She gravitated to it naturally. We love to have family meals, and we try, you know, when we can. Most nights, actually, we do eat together and we cook together. And it's just something that we like to do just to, you know, be together. And so I have four daughters total, and so we always have lots of fun in the kitchen. And it's a bonding time as well.
Yeah, definitely. What kinds of things do you like to make traditionally? Are African cuisines part of the normal rotation of meals in your house, or what else are you making?
Yeah, we love all kinds of ethnic foods, actually. Mm-hmm. We find that foods from over the world actually tend to be healthier than the typical American diet. So we love to cook Indian food, Thai food, African food, and just foods with lots of vegetables and fruits and spices we tend to gravitate towards.
Sarah, what's your favorite dish that you make as a family?
I like the vegetable stir fry we make.
Tell us a little bit more about what's in it.
There's a lot of veggies, and you just, I don't know, stir fry it, and it tastes really good with the sauce, and yeah.
Just a nice classic basic stir fry.
Yeah.
Sounds simple enough too, and wonderful in the summer months.
Yes, it is.
Jennifer, a lot of parents struggle to get their kids to eat healthy, and I'm wondering if you have any advice for not only parents getting their kids to, you know, pick up a vegetable or two instead of the candy bar or whatever might be tempting them, but also to get them engaged in sort of family cooking and healthy eating.
Sure. One thing is just to keep offering healthy foods. Always have fruits and vegetables to offer every time you eat. You know, typically, it takes a child 3 to 5 times to try something before they actually start liking it, and usually they will. You know, as long as you modify it, you know, with, you know, the spiciness of it all. Another thing is to find recipes you think that you might like, and be creative and go for it, and experiment in the kitchen and try cooking your own food. It's so much healthier to cook your own foods instead of going out for dinner. And then also, it's just fun to be together in the kitchen and have your family dinner. Another thing we like to do is go to the farmers markets and look at all the wonderful produce there and buy local foods. It's super healthy, and it's just a fun time also. And people who normally don't eat lots of vegetables and fruits don't realize how good they taste and how good you feel after you really have a healthy dinner. And once you start doing that, then you're kind of hooked, and you don't want to go back to the way things were.
Yeah, well, and I think a lot of parents, too, they come home from work, they've got the kids in tow, and they're tired, and they feel like there's not a lot of time to be stepping aside from the normal routine to do that, especially if it's not part of their normal routine. Do you have any perspective on that, on how to, are there quick recipes that families can turn to, or other ways to get around the time trap?
Absolutely. I have four kids, and we're super busy, so one thing I like to do is prepare my veggies on the weekends. I'll cut them up. I can put them in individual snack bags so they're ready to go. Cut up your fruit. Crock pots are another great thing. Throw the ingredients in the crock pot. You come home and it's all ready for you. And then there's, you know, great cookbooks out there for, you know, dinners, 5 ingredients or less. There's all kinds of neat recipes that you can quickly throw together and make a meal. And it's not as hard as people think. And it's so much healthier.
And Sarah, as I understand it, you're heading to summer camp this week, and it sounds like you're leaving, you know, a pretty tasty kitchen table there with your mom and your siblings, and heading out to someplace where I don't know what kind of food they're serving you. Do you ever feel like you want to kind of step back and teach other people how to make some tasty meals, even at summer camp?
Yeah, I like to tell other people about, you know, the healthy stuff you can eat, and how they can change their diet to make it healthier.
And tell us about your forthcoming trip to Washington, D.C. You're going to be leaving this week and actually missing a little bit of summer camp for that. I wonder what the other kids are going to think when they say when they find out where you're headed this weekend.
Yeah. I'm really excited for Washington, D.C. because, you know, we get to see the White House garden and eat lunch with Michelle Obama and the 53 other winners from all the states and territories.
Wow. And what else is in the plan there? Do you have special activities that are also in concert with this dinner?
Yeah, we get to go see museums and just meet other people from around the nation. Mm-hmm. That'll be fun.
And I understand that your recipe will be published as well, so other people can enjoy it. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I like that it can other people can make it and enjoy the healthy, fun recipe, and I just love sharing it with everyone.
Where can we find it?
You can find it on the website. There's a cookbook, and then my recipe will be in there.
Nice. And Jennifer, as going forward, you know, even after this excitement of the competition is over, what ways do you hope to expand the, you know, the recipe basket at your house, the collection of recipes to keep inventing new dishes?
Well, we're always constantly trying to find healthy foods and recipes, and I'm excited actually to hear about more of Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign and talk to the schools about it. And my job is in healthcare, and I'm excited to be able to bring home the message and just talk to other people in our community about healthy eating and childhood obesity and moving more.
That's so great. Well, both of you have a great time in Washington, D.C., and congratulations on winning that contest.
Thank you.
We spoke with Sarah and Jennifer Ganser earlier this week. Sarah is a 12-year-old from Appleton, and she won the First Lady Michelle Obama's National Kids Recipe Contest. She heads to Washington with her mom today for the Kids' State Dinner.